Just a reminder, you have to be 18 or older to watch this show.
18 or older, why?
We're going to talk about hand jobs, paying for sex, sex parties.
Wait. Fine.
Start the show. Welcome back to the TSU. Anna, what are you doing?
You think I could fit this whole mic in my mouth?
I've seen you put whole things in your mouth before, and it's successful. I've seen you do that, yes. So, Anna, how you doing?
I am tired.
We have a lot.
Party too hard?
Yes, we did, but we have a lot to go. I'm actually really excited to do this show, because we have a lot to cover, and there's a lot of fucked up shit, too, which I'm very excited to talk about. Mm-hmm. Let's first talk about, you know, we had a little business dinner with one of our friends.
Augustine.
Mr. Augustine.
Augustine.
super nice guy. I would say he's the typical Jewish businessman. Would you say that?
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Not to be racist. I'm just saying he's a typical business. He's a good guy, right? And we talked a little bit about our podcast with him. And here's how he tests people.
I mean, I think he did actually say mazel tov at dinner.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think so.
So here's a little test of how I tell if people are conservative or not, okay? We were talking business deals, and I said to him, quote, "Let me ask you a question, Mr. Augustine. If I gave you $100,000 a month, would you give me a hand job?"
Twice. You have to, twice a month.
Twice a month. Yeah. Now, a lot of my other friends would probably run away. What did Mr. Augustine say? No.
I mean, it's $100,000, Ryan.
Yes.
$100,000 a month.
He was in, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was totally for it.
So we've came to the conclusion.
I mean, it was a no-brainer is what he was saying.
Yeah. So that answers our question about Mr. Augustine.
Those cute little nerdy businessmen.
I'm going to get my hand job in the bath next time. We'll test
them. You might get lucky now.
We'll see.
Finally.
We are a little late on the show because Anna was drunk a lot.
No.
Okay, I'm lying. Here's what happened. We had a lot of friends calling us, and there was actually a couple things going on.
Honestly, why? Because you turned gay just for a brief week, and then I couldn't see you anymore. You were with your boys.
Yes.
All those boys. Yeah. Boys.
It was Pound Town week, so, okay?
No. See?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what happened. We had a couple friends say there was a meet and greet, and there was a party. So we thought, hey, let's combine all these into one and do a really fun show, right?
Mm-hmm. So and dinner.
And dinner. So let's talk about a little what happened with the meet and greet, okay?
Yes, that was our karaoke night.
Yes. So we went to a place called Lori's. I would consider it a place with fun people, karaoke, a lot of locals. You say it's a swirl club. I say it's a vanilla club.
Yeah, there's a little kink, a little vanilla. Yep. There's a swirl.
And there's a few people in the place that look like they could kill you and a pissed off bartender. That's basically the place.
That probably conceal.
Yes, correct. Okay.
And also because the Pew 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 was closed as well.
Yes, there was a club we used to go to, but there was a lot of shootings and they closed the place. Right. So let's first talk about what you were wearing into the place, my friend Anna.
I was wearing a lovely knitted crop top and skirt bought by an admirer of mine.
Yes.
That's it.
And no panties.
Yeah. No panties, no bra.
Let's talk about the cast of characters in the place that we'll come back
Ooh,
to.
Ooh, cast of characters.
There was a man we call Little Pony.
Yep. There GT, was, the Golden yes. Tongue.
Golden Tongue.
Sherry's Berries.
Yes. And a federal agent.
Okay. A federale.
Yes. Okay. So let's just
And go. Then we have Fire and Ice, too.
Yes. So we'll talk about that.
Oh, my gosh. So many.
I know. Fire and Ice is a couple called Bruce and Shannon. They do house parties.
Yes.
This was a meet and greet. And if people don't know a meet and greet, it's where you kind of go and meet couples. They also call them munches and kink, correct?
Yes.
And it's
you
just
get vetted.
Yeah, there's generally no sex. You go have some burgers and drinks and you
generally
talk to people.
Generally no yeah. sex. But if what happened?
If Augustine was there, I'd give him a hand job in the bathroom. Okay. So here let's just jump into the story real quick. So Anna was feeling good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you said, "What do you want to drink?" You said, "I'm going to have
my standard Long Island. That's my go-to drink."
Yes, it is for now.
Getting the effed up.
So you had two off the back pretty quick, right?
Yeah. I was double fisting.
You were almost double fisting. Yes. Okay. So now.
I was like. Yeah. So that's what I was doing.
So let's now talk about karaoke. What happened in karaoke, Anna?
Oh, I feel like I'm in some sort of deposition here, by the way.
Please just answer the question.
Okay. Well, karaoke, you sign your name up and then you pick songs. And I picked
Nasty Naughty Boy
yep. by Christina.
Yes.
Xtina.
So,
yes.
So first time you just sang that by yourself, correct?
No. Well, I mean, not there.
Yes.
I've done it before by myself, but I asked Golden Tongue to go sit on a stool so I could sing to him, serenade him.
Yes. Oh, you did. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you, I was sitting at the bar waiting for a drink, and you were bending over.
Yeah.
And he was kind of grabbing you, and you had no panties on, correct?
What? I don't remember any of that. No.
So, let me just show you how this whole event kind of unfolded. Okay? So, you basically sang the song. You grinded. It was pretty dirty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was like kind of like a little strip tease.
Yes.
Without that. Well, so, I mean, I guess technically I did strip eventually, but.
So, then we go back to the bar. You somehow still, you get a third drink with Sherry. So, now you're three Long Island in, right?
I was three in even before that song, but yeah.
And then I go to the bathroom real quick. I come back and you're basically, I'm going to call it a wedding dance with your now lesbian girlfriend.
Yes.
That
came
out of nowhere.
What? We all connect.
Staring at each other's eyes.
Yeah. There was a bond.
I will admit, into that night, I did jump up and sing Sweet Caroline, my friend Sherry. See? We ran around the bar. I felt pretty cool for a minute.
Thank goodness nobody has anything on you on that.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about how where the evening starts going down.
Okay. What? I thought that was great.
Yes. No, that was great. Now, start stealing drinks from people.
There's a beautiful couple across from
and us. People's food you start stealing,
no,
too.
No, the garlic fries were mine. I asked for them.
Okay. So, let's go jump back into, let's see, there's several people here. Let's just go back into Little Pony, okay?
Little Pony.
Yes. So, now, as the evening progresses and progresses and progresses, right? Mm-hmm. Did you not at one point get on your knees and you were begging to see Little Pony's penis?
I do not recall.
Now, should I tell people why they call him Little Pony?
You or the TSA?
He got stopped by TSA because they thought he had a gun and it turned out to be
or
his
penis. Or a weapon, some sort of unidentifiable.
And it was actually his penis in his pants.
Pony penis.
Yes. So you were begging to see his penis and his knee. Okay. Secondly.
What? I heard some good stories.
Secondly, the federal agent. Should we talk
my
about
federale?
That?
My federale?
Yes. What were you doing with him?
Fahrenheit.
What was the
federale
deal?
Federale Fahrenheit.
What was the deal you were trying to cut?
I said, show me your badge and I'll give you a hand job.
Exactly.
He did not. Unfortunately.
To make a long story short, you had about five or six.
Yeah, Long Islands. I might have run amok.
Yes.
Like a little.
You ran amok. Besides
little wanting, crazy child.
Yes. Then we get you in the car and you felt great.
I may or may not have also flashed the entire bar.
No. Oh, yeah. You went. At one point, I was waiting for at the bar and you came back and your top was completely up. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were interested in this. They said the size was beautiful.
Yes.
And I said, really? Let's look
yep.
together. I like a kid. Like, I, you know, I'm like teaching the class and they're all watching.
So I said to you, we need to get going. And you're like, yeah, we don't need to go. We don't.
Actually, so I said, we left pretty early too that night.
So I said, how are you doing? And you said, I'm doing great.
I want a bean burrito.
And I'm like, last time you did that, you didn't feel very well. We probably shouldn't get a bean burrito.
And I want an apple fritter.
And you kept asking for that. And I said, no,
I don't think so, because you weren't really
and
good.
And then you were getting a little, meh. And I said, you feel okay? Yes. Within the next 7 minutes, you're like,
did I eat the bean burrito?
No, we never stopped for the bean burrito.
Oh, got it.
Then by the time we got back to your house, you weren't feeling well.
Yeah.
And you said to me, quote, get me a bag. Yes or no?
Yes. But like, that means like, you know, like a garbage bag.
I don't know.
I mean, not a garbage bag, but like a little, like, you know, like one of those plastic grocery bag.
I don't know where you keep those in your house. Well, so The only thing I could find was a garbage bag.
Like an actual giant.
Yeah, like you put leaves in the backyard. So I just threw it over you like it was like a body bag, basically. And then as you breathe, the whole thing went in and out. So,
and I didn't even throw up that much either. It was like a little spit up.
Thank you. So that's basically what happened the first part of this weekend.
Let me eat a greet. Oh.
What?
We should talk about my unicorn of the week.
Oh, talk about it.
I know.
What did you find?
Well, I was at Winco, and I love unicorns. I saw these double wall tumblers with unicorns on them that have like, I love unicorns. And then it has this like globe on the top, which it's double walled. And it has this little cute unicorn with all this glitter inside. It's so cute.
Yes.
And then I didn't realize it when I bought it, but it also lights up with lights.
Kind of got us in trouble. Ooh, and that's a story for the next block.
Oh yeah, that is a story for
the next. So before we go to the break and talk about the party itself we went to.
And dinner.
I'm going to tell you.
With Augustine.
We talked about Augustine's dinner. We talked about going out with him. Oh, we went to the Korean barbecue, right?
Yeah, we didn't talk about Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue was fun, correct?
Yeah.
Basically, the whole story was just him basically.
Well, you were like teasing him.
Well, that's constantly with Augustine. So before we go to the break, here's what I do. I want to tell you one quick weird story. Mm. I always tell these weird stories. A dude meets a chick in San Diego, by the way. This is a San Diego story. You always say it's in Los Angeles, okay?
Okay.
Younger guy. Older chick meets her in a bar. They're doing tequila shots.
Mm.
They go back to her place, fooling around, dark. He's in her bed. He kind of wakes up in the middle of the night. Kind of things are weird in bed, kind of moving around. He's trying to adjust his pillow. He's just not
messing
in the vibe.
Messing with his legs.
Yeah. It's dark, right? Yeah. Things are messing with his legs. He's just kind of, something's not right. So he kind of gets up, turns on the light. Guess what?
What?
He's in a cat hoarder house.
Cat whore house?
Hoarder house. There is 125 cats in the house.
She's an old cat lady?
Yes. Aww. So he fucking ran out of that house as fast as he could.
I would be an old cat lady, but I have chickens instead.
That's even weirder.
No. I like eggs.
I know you do. So here's what I do. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk about more dirty stories with you, especially going to the Hollywood porn store.
Oh, yeah.
And what happened on the car ride back from there, okay?
You know... Yeah, we'll talk about that.
So that's next, coming up on the Sensational Unicorn.
Unicorn. Welcome back. Oh, what did I... What?
It's welcome back to the TSU. Thanks, Anna, for that dynamic intro.
Woo.
I know why you're a little hyper tonight, by the way. Because you got a girl crush, don't you?
I always have girl crush.
Tell me about your new girl crush.
My new girl crush. Well, and she's not that new. She's my Russian doll from Fat Life.
And for all the...
She's so gorgeous.
And for all the guys, this is why you love her. Tell me what your little fetish she does is.
Isn't it called bukkake?
Bukkake, yes.
Bukkake.
It's Bukkake.
Bukkake?
Bukkake.
Bukkake.
I feel like we're doing a Peter Piper pick the pecker or who's on first base thing.
Da, da, da.
Okay. She likes cum on her face. Put it that way.
Cum on her face. Yes. She likes to be drenched in cum on her face.
And you like that, right?
Yeah, I do too.
And she writes you back, don't you?
Yes, we have love notes.
Yes.
we think each other are beautiful.
Let me ask you a question.
And gorgeous.
I've never asked you this question.
What?
Have you ever laid in bed and masturbated and thought of her?
Yes.
Ah, I like it. You should send her this audio clip, by the way.
Oh, what audio clip?
Of the show.
Oh, yeah, I should.
So let's bounce back to our little party scenario here, okay?
Okay.
So now we decide you need a new outfit for the party, correct?
Yes, and I like looking at sex toys.
Yes, so we said let's go to the Hustler store in Sacramento.
Yeah.
So we take a little ride to the Hustler store, right?
Yes.
We go there.
That's actually a big store.
It's nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your experience first going in there.
Well, I first felt like I was some sort of lady of the night walking in with you, to be quite honest.
Thank you very much.
I was slutting it up. No, I'm just saying. I felt like you were just in, you know, you were cool, but like you were in the jeans and you were like all this like cool, trendy guy. And then I'm like literally in slutty clothes.
And the guard looked at me. She goes, "How's it going? Welcome."
Yeah.
But she was all like, pissed off at me.
Yeah. Another one of you.
As we were looking.
One of those sugar daddies. I wish.
As we were looking for toys and stuff, let's talk about the worker that was following you around.
You know, I'm sorry. Maybe because the way I was dressed, I don't know. But I felt like this guy just kept following me. Like I was being, like, you know how they have the protection management people for their items and their products and stuff. So I was like, oh, shit. I got one of those secret shoppers near me watching me or something. And it was kind of annoying, especially when I got to, like, the dildos and, like, the toys. Because it's like, they kind of just was there. But I'm like, okay, maybe, you know, toys and dildos are really expensive. So, like, they could grab them and run. And they can be, like, $100, $200 bucks. Anyway, so I finally pick out my toy that I want. I got the Rosebud. It does suction and vibration. Anyways, and all I hear is, "Next, please." And he walks around to the other checkout guy and he's buying stuff from the store. Okay, so who, like, asset management, like, what kind of asset management actually buys, like,
so basically,
shit from the store?
Like, basically, he was just a creeper.
He was creeping me. That's all he was doing.
Yeah, he's just a
creeper.
He
was, like, listening in on what I was saying, and, like, and I was all talking dirty stuff and stories, and, like, I remember the first time somebody bought me a dildo. I was pretty all young and lolitas.
I was just looking, I was just looking at the jerk off lotion myself. Yeah. That's
you know
much
what I didn't
to.
Get though?
What?
And I didn't see it there.
What?
Were the dildos that actually ejaculate.
I know.
I want one of those. I want it to be all over my face.
And then you play the, "Ooh, I forgot my credit card." And I had a buy, right? So let's talk about the car ride back.
But you said I owe you something, and I still really don't know what you mean by that.
So, well, we're going to talk about that later. So you said, "Hey, let's go get a Slurpee on the way back," right?
Mm.
So we're driving, we're driving, and I hear something. What did I hear, Anna, as we're driving? You were playing with your sex toy in the car.
Well,
trying
it's
it
like
out.
Handheld. It's like the size of, like, less than your palm. I mean, you could just kind of boop right there, cup it in.
I have something to tell you. You don't know
what.
I'm gonna play a clip of you in the car because I actually recorded it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh no.
So stand by. I want you to listen to this for a second right now. Yes, yes, quiet. Oh, and let's just listen for a second. Wow, Anna.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
It sounds exactly
I don't
like you.
No, that was you making all those sounds and noises, for sure.
Okay, so let's now bounce back to the party, okay?
Oh,
so
yes.
It's the next day. So the party, once again, is Fire and Ice, Bruce and Shannon.
Yes.
It's a house party, and we've talked about house parties. This is the classic house party. It's in somebody's house, which is interesting because this party was registered almost for 100 people, 100 couples.
Oh my gosh, that's like crazy.
And there was barely no parking because there were so many people. And it's
many people.
And it's in a regular neighborhood house area. But they did a great job of keeping it private, correct?
Yes, they do.
So let's talk about the theme first.
They're very fortunate to still, like, you know,
so
have good rapport, I guess, with their neighbors.
So the theme was a lock and key party, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you basically, the girls get a
lock.
And the men get a key.
Yes.
And you're supposed to go walk around and try to mingle and match
and like just connect.
Yeah. Now the one thing I will say, let's talk about their party real quick and give it a little critique and review of their party. The house was great. Great food.
Oh my gosh, great food.
Nice couple. They were cleaning up constantly. If you asked them for something, they were on it. It was a great mixture of people, correct?
Yes. Oh yeah, like young and old, like every generation practically.
The one thing I appreciated,
except the illegal ones.
The one thing I appreciated, they followed the theme all the way through, including drawings for the prizes.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of problem, you go to parties and they have themes and it just goes nowhere. This was very well executed.
Yeah.
Correct? So, and I thought everybody was very nice. They had a very big open bar for everybody. So it was a great party overall. I highly recommend going back. We will definitely go back.
It's a BYOB.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's talk about some of the highlights of this party.
They had great furniture to sit on.
They did. And they have a very nice backyard with a hot tub.
Yes. Yes. We will talk about that.
So let's talk about who was at this party.
Everybody.
Our friends.
Little Pony.
A Little Pony was there. Our friends.
Fahrenheit. 9/11. No. I'm kidding.
What are you calling him? What is going on?
I call him Fahrenheit.
Yes.
Hot.
My friends Ricky Bobby was there.
Ricky Bobby.
I'm just going to say their names.
Ricky Anna.
Jerry and Jeremy were there, a.k.a. Golden Tuck.
Jerry and Jeremy? Jeremy and Jeremy. What the fuck name is. Sherry's Berries and yes. Golden Tongue.
Yes. So let's get into the spa story, which is one of my favorite.
Wait.
What do you want to talk about?
We have to talk about, first we went through all of it. Like, not only do they have a nice backyard and smoking area.
Yes.
And the spa.
And a 420 area.
Yeah, 420 area. And then they have a really nice little like living room with like just like chit chat stuff with the food. And they always have like hot food, crackers, cheese, like fruit cups. I went home with a fruit cup. That was amazing.
Good little sandwiches.
Little sandwiches. Yes. They had all, and then they had other desserts. And then they had the cute little snack basket area where all the little snacks were. And like you could pick out. They did a really good job.
Who would think you'd get such great food at a fuck party, huh?
I know. Well, a house party.
Yes. I'm sorry. A house party. Yes. Thank you.
And then they have not only that, but they have like 5 bedrooms to choose from, not including their dungeon.
Yes. Which is a garage, which they've turned into a spanking area.
Yeah.
Now, I will say when we first got there and you walked into the spanking room, Anna, with your blinking unicorn cup, what happened?
Somebody thought it was a phone.
Shut off your phone.
Have phones in here. She's like, no. Oh, that's her cup.
So we want to say the security
was cool new cup.
The security was good. And if you should come and have a unicorn cup, make sure you turn off your light. Correct?
No, just keep it. Don't have it blinking.
Please, can we talk about the spa story, please?
Okay.
Ricky Bobby says, let's go out to the hot tub. Mm-hmm. We're like, let's go, right?
Okay.
And it's quite beautiful.
Yeah,
they have towels, everything's all ready to go.
Yeah, they were very well prepared.
So you take your outfit off and you have some beautiful lingerie underneath your dress, correct?
Yeah. I wasn't going to go naked.
You got in the hot tub. I manned up, got in naked. Ricky Bobby.
Got in naked.
Pulled the schlong out. He's packing pretty good.
He's packing. He's packing. He can definitely satisfy some ladies.
Yes. So we get in the hot tub. He's around us. We're talking. He's doing his man crush, talking about your nipples and how beautiful you are.
Yeah, beautiful color is what he said.
Then who enters Anna? Who comes into the scene?
To these two very quirky ladies that took a liking to Mr. Ricky Bobby.
Correct.
Or maybe they were taking a liking to me, but they're just like not. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, we couldn't quite figure their personality, number one.
Yeah.
I did notice, too, when they talked, they didn't look at you. They talked side to you. Did you notice that, too?
Well, yeah, they were probably shy.
Then she told you.
But she was very particular about her, like, my blinking cup.
Because she had brain trauma.
Right, but like, man, like, I can't even have, there was blinking lights all above us.
There was, wasn't there?
Yeah. I was like, why are you coming to a party with the potential of blinking lights? You're going to make them turn off their lights. That'd be wild.
So essentially the problem was our friend Ricky Bobby got bounced out of his spot next to us, correct? Mm-hmm.
They were like sandwiching him.
Yes. And he
uncomfortably.
He looked incredibly sad, didn't he?
I know. Aww.
So
he got something out of it though later. Don't worry.
You think so?
I know.
Oh yes. So okay, we'll talk about that. So you got out of the hot tub, we walked around the party. No, it's interesting. For as many people that there was there, and this happens at lifestyle parties.
Well, like, you forget to mention, like, just being in, just us all in there, like, we thought we were going to get more visitors.
Correct.
But we didn't. What were they doing? They weren't just visiting.
They were gawking.
They were peeping.
Yeah.
Literally got people coming down to just that area just to look in the hot tub and then walk away. Like, what are you looking at?
Your boobs and your see-through top? That was the answer.
My see-through lingerie, yeah. I guess. My wet lingerie.
So you got out, you got dressed, and we started walking around. And like some parties, it's interesting for people who've never gone to parties. This was an unusual crowd because there was more hanging out and socializing than actually playing that we saw, first of all.
Yeah, it just depends on how people decide to, like, they usually use the bedrooms.
Yeah, and people are, you know, there's a lot of friends, people are hanging out, and a lot of times it's just social. It just, it shifts that way. So
not that you couldn't, though, play.
You could, yeah.
The only places you can't play are in, like, the kitchen.
Yeah.
So, you're like, oh, I do that. Yeah.
So let's talk about, let's first talk about, so we run into Golden Tongue.
GT, yes.
So we call him Golden Tongue because he is known for quite
his
orally challenging. He's
unbelievable. He's orally gifted.
He is. So you've known him for a while and you've never taken the GT ride, right?
No. I took a ride on the GT last night.
Yeah, so I said, Anna, let's go upstairs and take a GT ride, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
So we went up there, and it was funny. You walked up there, got on the bed, and how many guys walked in that room?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention.
So I'll tell you, GT was doing his work on you. You were making... Ricky Bobby was around, and I would say there was probably another 8 guys in the room. Right.
You know Ricky Bobby was supposed to be like door handler.
He was too busy. He was too busy rubbing his dick. I saw what he was doing.
He was like, I said, Ricky Bobby, you have to at least limit it to 10 people a room.
Yes.
Because like this was the master bedroom. So that, you know.
Yeah.
We could fit that many. But like, I don't want like it being super crowded or something.
He does what I do. When you talk to me, I go, uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you're not actually listening.
Yeah. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. So, as you were playing and you were doing your thing, Ricky Bobby was there. The thing I thought was interesting, there was no guys there in that room that actually made the move to come closer. You notice that?
No, nobody.
They all stood back, and there was that fine line of you don't want to be aggressive and be mean, but then sometimes you have to get a little closer to get in some action. And right. In that situation, if some guys have got closer to you and asked, would you have played?
Yeah. Yep. It's like that fine like line that just like shifts it over to the other side pretty fast. Cause once, honestly, if one guy did that, then it would kind of give permission to the other guys to ask, but nobody could come to them, you know, have the courage to come in and ask.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Cause it's like, well, if one person did, then it would give others the ability to ask. Cause they'd be like, oh, she will play with other people. Like, yeah, totally. I do.
I do have one question on Ricky Bobby, by the way. He just got back from Sturgis. What was your thoughts of his sleeveless shirt he wore to the party, by the way?
Oh, definitely a Ricky Bobby-esque move there. That's definitely a...
Not a good way to pick up girls with a sleeveless shirt?
Oh, man. I mean, what kind of girls do you want to pick up, I guess, is the question.
Wah, wah, wah. So let's move on. Goodness. Speaking of Russian, okay?
What?
Let's
like my Russian doll.
Yeah, I came downstairs and I grabbed a drink and you were doing a little slow dancing and grinding on with a beautiful girl, right?
Well, I mean, she was luring me with her finger and what else am I going to do? They're in this big long line of grinding and she's in the middle and I'm being lured by this Russian goddess, you know?
Yes.
I mean,
Then you were getting very close.
I mean, we really did grind.
You did. And at one point you were getting very close and I was actually,
so close.
I was kind of getting into it.
Yeah.
And you were really close. And then I realized there was a little problem, wasn't there?
Yeah. You saw the panic on our eyes.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, my lingerie got caught on her belly button ring. Poor thing. I was more scared for her than me. Although now I have a hole in my lingerie. I have to get new ones.
Oh.
Or somebody has to get it for me. You should.
Speaking of, let me guess, you forgot your credit card.
I can't get it with my $4.63 on my card.
Speaking of the Russian girl, she did an excellent move to me. Did you remember that, what she did?
Well, she was flirting with you.
Yes. I had my glasses on. She came over and lifted up her top and cleaned each.
Grabbed your glasses.
Grabbed my glasses, pulled up her top, and then cleaned each lens of my glass with each nipple.
Yeah.
I thought that was a fucking great move, right? I mean,
there wasn't any, I don't know how she would do it, but.
I don't know, but I liked it.
Yeah. It was that was like a baller move.
It was a baller move.
Yeah. She was owning it.
But overall, the party's epic, right?
It was a great show.
I think we're going to talk about, and let's just talk about this real quick at that party. One thing we learned, Dana. We went to Vodka that night, didn't we?
Yes. We had a little bit of a green, and then we had some vodka that night.
And how did you hold up? Much better, didn't you?
I was very, very okay.
Yes. So speaking of this show.
I cruised through the night.
Yes, you did. So what we're going to try to do in the future shows, I think, let's try to get Bruce and Shannon on a show and talk about some house parties. Because I think what they're doing is great. People are really liking it. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
The one cool thing at this party, by the way, there was a 73-year-old lady there partying.
You know?
Dancing. And getting it on with very young guys, by the way.
Yeah.
And I don't remember, she came in the bar and was dancing and she was looking at us and grinding it. And then she says, I love my life. And that's a great thing about the lifestyles. You do have people that just all different ages.
Right.
And the older guys, the younger guys were having fun with her. And that's great. So I think in future shows, we're going to try to talk to Bruce and Shannon about all these parties and stuff like that. So here's where we're going to take a break. And I have good news. We're going to do one more episode of Fuck or Pass, right? Your favorite game you like playing, Anna, correct?
I don't know. I feel like we should change the name.
So stay tuned of the Sensational Unicorn and we'll be right
back.
Yes, we will. Welcome back to the TSU. Anna.
Ryan.
Why were you giving me crap at
you know what? Yeah. I'm going to give you crap.
And why?
And throw it at you. because you give me all this crap about me being crazy wild on Long Island. And then what happened to you when you were at Naughty Nolens?
Okay.
In the bubble party. And you lost your wedding ring. And what else?
Okay. I will tell the story. I got really fucked up Naughty Nolens. I admit that.
Yeah.
I had.
And what were you drinking?
Long Islands. Yes, I was. And I think.
How many did you drink? And that, what were they, double or regular strength?
They were double and we had like four.
Oh, really? Why were they double strength?
Because I was trying to fuck up somebody.
You were trying to fuck the bartender lady.
Yes, I was.
And did you? Did you get something?
No, I sucked her tits though. Okay. So yes, my wedding ring fell off during the bubble party. I admit that. And I had half the people on their hands and knees trying to find a wedding ring.
And you probably actually had like 12 Long Islands.
Maybe that's why I'm divorced. That's another story. and I will tell you, you know how sometimes you get really fucked up and you do shit and you don't know why you did it? I remember being really fucked up and in the bathtub in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I barely am embarrassed to say this. For some reason, I jerked off on a green M&M. I have no idea why I did it.
It was so hot. It was such a hot, hot object.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. I mean, it makes fucking the chicken bake make more sense, doesn't it?
I'm sorry. I was going to do a fucking chicken bake. We didn't do it. Next week, we're going to
fuck a fucking chicken bake.
So, Anna, we are going to play your favorite game and everybody because they requested us to do it again.
Oh, yes.
Fuck or pass.
Or okay. I want to say PPP.
Yes.
For
Anna,
some reason.
Tell briefly how this game is played and we are going to start.
Are you down with the PPP?
You know me. Okay.
All right. So what we do is we pick. So we both made lists of 10 people, places, and activities.
Yes.
To do. And we first pick the first one as in the person. And then we either fuck or we pass. But yes, we still have to follow through with the whole scenario. And then the other person has the chance to fuck or pass. And whoever has the most fucks.
I feel like I just end up doing everybody at the end, but okay. Okay, and we have three buckets in front of us.
And a gangbang.
And we choose, okay? So yeah. You are going to start right now. Go for it, Adam.
Yeah, the youngest goes first.
Thank you very much. Okay, hit it. Go for it. Your first one is?
Cardi B. Oh, we're already out of fuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cardi B.
Okay. Cardi B. This is a place. The movie theater.
Oh, that's a pretty easy one for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Electric play. Ooh.
That's not bad, right?
That's not bad at all.
That I was a really that was a pretty one of our most calmest ones.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Electric play. She's gonna zap zap me.
Okay, I start here first or go over there
yeah,
first?
Yeah, you start one? Right there.
Okay.
Person.
I am picking. The person is. Oh no, it's one of mine. It is Kim Jong Un.
Oh.
Yes.
You're already. Are you fucking? You have to make that choice. Oh, are you going? You're going all in.
I'm gonna fuck Kim Jong Un.
Yes, you're gonna sure. go. You're gonna go yes. forward with this. Okay.
And I'm gonna fuck him. At a, what is that word?
Antarctica.
I'm gonna fuck Kim Jong Un in Antarctica.
Antarctica. Yes. Look, you know, you can have one of those, like, you know, yes. water bath yes. things, you know.
And I am gonna do just basic oral with him. Oh my God.
I put some normal stuff in.
You know what? I'm gonna fuck his mouth. I'm gonna
fuck his
up.
Mouth. Yep. Fuck it okay. like a icicle, like a popsicle.
I'm gonna do it. Then we're gonna go have kimchi. Okay. Okay. Okay, Anna, you're up next. Go for it.
Oh, El Chapo.
El Chapo.
Oh, it's taking me back.
Okay.
We're gonna make beautiful little
drug babies.
Mexican babies.
Okay. Next one.
They're so cute. On a tour bus.
Oh, that's a, well, okay. Probably hiding drugs, okay.
69ing.
So you're going to 69 El Chapo on a tour bus.
Ooh. That's I mean, I'm one. Getting some really basic activities yeah. here.
And that's some crazy. Fucked up shit in my
body. Yours is already fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, okay.
Although it was basic. Here's
yours.
Oral.
Okay, I got one of yours first. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
It is Marilyn Manson.
We had that conversation last time, remember?
I know. Oh, this could be good. Okay. Marilyn Manson. What is that?
You can't read my hand.
Yeah.
Wedding reception.
I'm going to, oh man, Marilyn Manson, a wedding reception. And what am I going to do to him?
Or what is he going to do to you? Yeah,
I am going to, I'm going to have to fuck him in his ass. So I have to fuck Marilyn at a wedding reception.
I think
ass.
He's pretty used to it. Why don't you switch it?
Oh my God. Say that loud. It's Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Okay.
Jesus.
Where Jesus where?
Lunch with mom.
You're with, having lunch with my mom with Jesus, and what are you doing?
Teabagging.
Oh my God.
We're also having tea, obviously. So we're just, you know, we're I'm having lunch with your mom and Jesus, and we're just having some tea time.
I never thought I'd hear the word you teabagging Jesus.
No. Okay. Maybe Jesus is teabagging me.
I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry. Here we go. Next one for me.
Oh.
Britney Spears. Okay, I'm taking that one. Okay, here we go. Britney Spears.
How dirty do you feel right now?
At the Indy 500.
That was yours.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to take this one right here. And it is... What? Oh, scissoring.
You're going to scissor with Britney Spears.
Yeah. I would do that. I'd do that.
If it, you know, accidentally pops in something while you're scissoring.
And if I did it, I'd go, oops, I did it again.
Oh, God.
Okay, your turn. Go for it.
Willie Nelson?
Mm-hmm. Willie Nelson?
He's not even a... What? Is he alive still?
Yes, poor Willie. He's not dead. He's torn. He's all on the road again. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Willie, probably smoking a little weed. Go ahead. What are you doing, Willie?
We're at church.
You're at church with Willie Nelson? What are you doing at church with him? I can't wait to see his one.
Toe sucking. He's sucking my toes at church.
We've hit a low, all-time low tonight.
Oh, no, that's a good one. What are you talking about?
I know. We're getting close to being done. I have Wee Man from Jackass. I'm taking Wee Man.
Okay.
And I'm going to take him to a Marilyn Manson concert. Eskimo Brothers. Thank you for handing me that one. thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I mean, I think it's befitting for both of you.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, you're up, Anna. You got two couple more left. Okay.
I have Dan Rather. Really?
Oh, it's in the news. Okay.
Yeah. He's going to, like, talk about this.
Yeah.
At his parents' house.
Okay. Oh, geez. What are you doing?
Anal webcam show.
Oh my
He's God. Definitely in the media now.
Yes, he is definitely. Okay, the final one. Here we go, Anna. You ready?
Uh-huh.
The Dalai Lama.
Aww.
And I'm going
He's not gonna let you.
Be in the hot tub with him at the gym.
Ah, yeah.
And what am I doing to the Dalai Lama? I am glory holing him.
Glory, it's a glory hole what?
Glory hole what?
Glory hole crawl.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, you're doing, you and him are just going around glory holing. Just doing stuff with glory holes.
Okay, I'm in. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we really need a map. I told you, we need a map for that.
So once again,
all the glory holes in Northern California, in California.
Maybe somebody could send us some of those glory hole maps.
We should get a map.
If you got a glory hole map, send it to us, and Anna will show up at one sometime. Or do a little cross country skin. So we are going to take a break.
My maracas.
And Anne's going to talk about some fucked up shit when we come back, right?
No, never.
We'll be back right after this.
Like doing the song.
Well, that's actually not the song we use, but thanks, Anna. Okay, what? Welcome back to the TSU. Anna, before we go, I am going to tell a little story.
And this is kind of, I don't know.
This
don't
is
know
kind of a fucked up story.
No, I know. That's why I don't know if I trust you with this.
It's a Tinder story. Okay, let me tell the story.
I mean, I've had a lot of fucked up Tinder stories.
Okay, let me tell you the story. This woman had a fantasy about meeting a guy in a hotel room with the lights off.
Oh, really?
This guy had a fantasy of fisting a girl.
Oh my goodness.
With the lights off.
Oh okay? My goodness.
So essentially, she was going to show up at a hotel. Here's the room number. He was going to come in. The lights are off. He's going to fist her. Okay? That's okay. The scenario.
So they've agreed on this.
Yes. Okay? So she gets there, gets in bed, gets in her position. He gets there. He gets in his position. He starts going to fist her, okay?
Oh.
Now, and the other thing is she wasn't supposed to talk at any point, okay? That's the other rule they had.
Wait, did he specify who was fisting who?
He was fisting her.
Okay.
Okay?
It's important.
So, yes, I bet so. As he was fisting her, it was a little awkward for her. She thought he was using toys. She expected her hand, but they had the rule they couldn't talk, okay?
Wait, so she thought she was getting fisted?
Yes.
It felt like a toy?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
That's weird.
So this went on for a while. She played along. It wasn't terrible. Okay. But it was just awkward. Something was awkward.
Right.
Okay. At the end, he flipped off the lights.
Flipped on.
On the lights. Sorry. And what do you think happened?
It was a puppet.
That was the previous show. No. He was an amputee who had no half of his arms, and he was stumping her. Yeah.
So
technically he was fisting her. It was just with his stumps.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What do you think?
I mean, interesting. Just saying.
I shouldn't even tell the story one time. I was messing around with a girl once in Vegas, and I...
Oh no.
I bumped into her leg.
Oh no.
And I knocked her leg off. She actually had a fake leg. Yeah, it was suctioned
on. You better help. Did you help her?
I picked up her leg, yes. So, yeah, I felt kind of bad. So kind of a downer to bring
but
the show
you didn't
down.
You didn't have sex with her though.
No, I would, you know what? She's handicapped. I respected her a whole lot. I would not do that. I got a blowjob. Okay. Moving on.
So you just had her. I mean, she's like, you know, height-wise, I think that works
I
out.
I like giving back to the community, and that's what I'm about, Anna.
You know, okay? You and everybody else, apparently, yes. On your list of
speaking
shenanigans.
Of giving back, Anna, we are going on the road. We are going to the Folsom Street Fair.
Yes.
Hello?
That's in less than a month.
Yes, we'll be at the Power Exchange. And we are especially looking for room parties who want to meet the sensational unicorn.
Yes.
Anybody who's going to be down there would love to meet up. Meet at a bar. We would love to hang out with you. Mm-hmm. Number one, we are going to Mexico. Number two.
Oh, yes. We're going out of the country.
Yes.
And Vegas.
Vegas. And also probably the AVN Awards in January.
Yay.
Where we're going to hoe you out for some money.
No, someone's going to host somebody out.
That's true.
I mean, maybe a few miles outside of Vegas.
So if people want to get a hold of Santa, where they can they reach us at?
They can email us at thesensationalunicorn@gmail.com. Or you can text us at 916-836-1336. Oh, and you can add us on our Instagram at The Sensational Unicorn Podcast.
And if you can please do us a favor and review the show, because we are doing really, really, really well and getting lots of reviews. And thank you very much. But that's it,
and
Anna.
Feedback.
Yes, lots of feedback. But that's it. I thank everybody for listening to our show.
And if you want to see Ryan's OnlyFans, you can go to Nerdy Vixen with 3 X's. Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that. But yes, your OnlyFans is that people would not pay to see me. People will pay to see you. Correct, Anna?
Oh, Anna Phoenix, yes.
Yes. But that's it. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, if we don't get too ADD'd out and it's 2 weeks, but I promise it'll be a great show.
Or get sick again.
Yes. But we will see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.